to understand the concept of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, you know, the new level attained after Hoshana Rabbah, after we've, as it were, as we explained, defeated, you know, the all the kitrugim, right, all of the prosecution and all of the claims against us from the nations of the world. We find ourselves totally vindicated and justifiably close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to understand, you know, what is the level beyond that that is attained on Shmini Atzeres, which is also called Simchas HaTorah, Joy of the Torah. The wisest day called the Joy of the Torah more than any other holiday, which all holidays are mandated by the Torah. All right. Now, to understand this, okay, we have to mention, you know, the famous Gemara that talks about that Hashem says to the Jewish people, the reason why it's called Atzeres, right, which also means Atzor, like stop. So Hashem says, you know, after we've been so close to Him during the days of Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Koshalai Pridaschem, it's difficult for me to part from you. Itzor Laiocha, just stop and stay one more day. Right? And that's why it's called Atzeret. Right? Stop. Right? You know, converge with me one more day. So the question is, you know, it's sort of pushing off the inevitable. Imagine you have a relationship that's you know is going to end. You know, to keep it going one more day is just to postpone the inevitable. And not only that, it's going to make the separation even more painful. Right? If you know it has to end, it's better just to cut quickly, as opposed to, as it were, prolong the pain and deepen the pain by having, stay one more day. Right? So obviously, it can't mean, what we think it means. There's another midrash in the Midrash Rabbah in Parshas Pinchas that talks about that a king made a great feast, you know, for all his ministers from all the different provinces, all the governors, all the different provinces. They all came together, and the party's over. Everyone went home, and the king finds himself there with his closest advisors, also his best friend. And he says, okay, now everyone went around. Bone galgo b'mashe nimtza yerakechad litrachad. Everyone went home. Let's just party with whatever we find left. You know, it's one piece of vegetable, one little piece of meat. So also, everyone was everyone was in Yerushalayim for the holiday of Sukkot, as we mentioned in our discourse on Sukkot. Even the nations of the world, you know, celebrate Sukkot in the future. They all have to come. Whichever nation doesn't come will not have rain that year. And then everyone went home, and the king says to his visor, which is the Jewish people, Hashem says to the Jewish people, let's just party with what we have left, you know. And that's why the korban, right, the korban musaf of Shmini Atzeres is substantially smaller than what we sacrifice during, the 7 days of Sukkot. As it were, it's called the leftovers. You know, whatever's left over. Right? So of course, you know, the obvious question is, leftovers? You're serving leftovers to the one that you love the most? Right? But to understand all this, right, we have to realize, right, that there's a fundamental difference between Torah and mitzvot. Even though the mitzvahs come from the Torah, there's this between the essence of the Torah, right, and the mitzvahs that are commanded by the Torah, right? the differences are many, but all have a common root, right? First of all, every mitzvah has its time and place where it's, and its criteria, which create the obligation. Like, you don't have to shake lulav on Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah on Sukkot. Every mitzvah is in its time and place, right, and its unique criteria, right, as opposed to the learning of Torah. It's constant, it's any time, anywhere, right? And then there's something else, right, that the mitzvahs that we do are only in this world, Chazal say, mitzvahs betel lasid lavo, the mitzvahs are going to be annulled in the future. Or the better known Chazal, the Gemara in Erevin, Hayom la sasul machal kavos charam, do them today and tomorrow receive the world, receive the reward. Right? And only today you have to do them. You don't have tomorrow to do them. Right? And only tomorrow will you receive the world, your reward. You will not receive your reward today. Schar mitzvahs b'ayam aleka, there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. But on the other hand, doing mitzvahs is only in this world and not in the next world. But Torah is not that way. Torah is both in this world and in the next world. Right? We don't have mitzvahs in the next world. The next world is the world of the reward. The work is in this world. The reward is in the next world. But learning Torah is what we do both in this world and in the next world, because learning Torah is, to bask in the glory that Hashem has revealed to us. This is what it says in Chazal, that, Olam Haba Tzarikim Yeshim V'atrasem Broshem V'nem Ziv HaShechina, Tzarikim sit with crowns on it and just enjoy the aura of the Shechina. That aura of the Shechina that they enjoy is the Torah. The Torah is what God revealed of His divinity and infinity. That is the Torah. So we have Torah both in this world and in the next, whereas we only have mitzvahs in this world. Right? Another difference, which maybe should have been mentioned first, because it's the greatest difference, mitzvahs are physical actions. Right? Not only is the time to do them in this world, but all mitzvahs involve physicality. Right? Whether it's matzahs, whether it's a lulav, whether it's a sukkah, it's all made of physical components. Right? Whereas the Torah always remains a spiritual entity. It's from the heavens, from the world of ideas. Right. And now and following suit, right? The Mishnah said, the Gemara in Saita says, right? A mitzvah only saves and protects at the time that one's engaged in the mitzvah, whereas Torah always protects you, wherever you are, right? Always protects you, always saves you. So that we see a difference that could be summed up in one concise formula, that encompasses all these differences is that the Torah is eternal and infinite, right? Whereas the mitzvahs are just for this world, right? The Torah is eternal, infinite, and has infinite power. The mitzvah is compared to a candle. It only shines at the time that it's lit. And it's not infinite compared to the Torah. It's called the unmitted light. Kiner mitzvah, the Torah. For a mitzvah is a candle and Torah is light. The mitzvah is like a candle. Only shines temporarily and only sometimes. You don't need a candle by day. Shraga b'tiara mayahanya. What good is a candle by day? And Torah is like the unmitigated light. It's forever. It's everywhere. Right? So we have to understand. The nations of the world, they have mitzvahs. They have the seven mitzvahs of Noah. Right? But they don't have the essence of the Torah. That which we were given the Torah, and they don't have the Torah that goes on the essence of Torah. They have dictates that have come from the Torah, and we also have our mitzvahs that come from Torah. These are dictates that are mandated by the Torah, but that which we are called that we received the Torah and they didn't receive the Torah means that the essence of Torah is by us. Right? So this is the unique level of Shmini Atzeres, the eighth, which the Ramban tells us. It alludes to in the big picture, that there are going to be six millennia in this world. Then the seventh millennia, everything ceases. And in the eighth millennia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the world, right? At that time, only will be there, right? The Jewish people are going to be the only nation that's left at the time. So, now we can understand. During the 7 days of Sukkot, Sukkot is mitzvahs, and we have a competition with the goyim as far as mitzvahs. We have our mitzvahs; they have their mitzvahs, and we still have to. Right, and when we defeat them, right, in course of Sukkot in course of Sukkot, which reached the high point on Hoshana Rabbah, we are totally saved from them, right? So the competition is on the mitzvah field. The mitzvah field, right? That's where there's competition between us. And parallel to that, right, is, you know, how during the 7 days we said Hoshana. The 7 days Sukkot, we said Hoshana, God save us. And during that time, we were holding our lulav and esrog, which is the power of mitzvah, and we were walking around this the Sefer Torah, representing that our mitzvahs are better than their mitzvahs, because our mitzvahs are connected to the essence of Torah. But that still has to be clarified. Our mitzvahs are better than their mitzvahs, you know, for reasons that we have explained. And that's represented that, you know, when we say Hoshana, God save us from the kitrug, from the prosecution of the goyim, we say it holding our power of mitzvah, but we say it, you know, rotating around. The Sefer Torah is in the middle, as we're representing our mitzvahs are better than their mitzvahs, because our mitzvahs are more connected to the essence of Torah than theirs. And that was the competition. That's why we had to prove that our mitzvahs are better than their mitzvahs. Come Shmini Atzeres, and it's to go above and beyond where mitzvahs are. And that's called the total unity that there is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The special intimacy that's above time and space. Mitzvahs are within time and space. Every mitzvah at its time and at its place. Torah is above time and space, like we explained. So that's what Hashem says, converge one more day. Converge means to leave the physical expansion. Mitzvahs are part of the physical expansion, right? Get out of the physical expansion. You know, get out of the physical expansion and enter the world of ideas, like a point. A point is like something that exists in thought. And thought is infinite relative to action. So ironically, things that represent thought are very small. Very small. And that's why, you know, Shmini Atzeres is called Suda Ktana, that small meal. Because in the physical realm, thought seems small. And what seems big are actions, even though in reality it's just the opposite. Thought is unlimited and infinite. And the physical expansion all ends somewhere. So as it were, we converge to that point. Itzurlai, converge, enter the point, enter that point. And that point is above time and space. Or let's put it this way, it's like entering the center. The center doesn't take up any space. But when you're in the center touches all the dimensions that we know and the dimensions that we don't know. It's like to enter the center. It's like to enter the center, right? During the 7 days, the Torah was at the center. Right, and we rotated around Torah. On Shmini Atzeres, we converge into the center, which is to enter the realm of thought. And the realm of thought, that center point, which takes up no space in and of itself, touches upon infinite dimensions. Right, and that's why on Simchas Torah, we go around with the Torah. The Torah that was in the center, on Simchas Torah, we go around with the Torah. It's the joy of the Torah. Shmini Atzeres is the joy of that we are rejoice in having the power of the essence of Torah. Right, and that's why at Simchas Torah, when we reach that level, there's no separation anymore. It's like entering that point that touches all the dimensions. And what that means to us is that we're with God wherever we are, because the center touches all dimensions. That convergence of one more day doesn't deepen the pain of inevitable separation. That convergence is to go into the realm of thought, to enter the center point, and then you're with Hashem wherever you are. That's the special bond that we have with Hashem by virtue of the essence of the Torah. You know, above and beyond the connection that there is of mitzvahs, right? And that's what the king tells us, the leftovers, meaning what's going to be left for eternity. That's the joy of Simchas Torah. You know, there was the big party and everyone ate what they ate, and whatever they ate, they consumed, and it's over with. There's what's left. What's left refers to what's eternally left. And what's going to be eternally left of all this world is very little. Only those points that were directly connected to Torah is all that's going to be left of this world for eternity. The aspect of Olam Hazeh that becomes Olam Haba is just a small point. Whatever of all this physical expansion was connected to Torah, that's what gets renewed in the eighth millennium. That's the leftovers. That's the leftovers. That's what's left for all eternity. And that's the Inyan of Shmini Atzeres, the eighth convergence, that we converge into that point of pure thought, right? And that's the level of the eighth, that's above the seven millennia of the sixth millennia of activity, the seventh millennia of rest. There's the eighth, you know, the new world of which is built out of what's left. What's left. And what's left is the pure aspect of Torah that whatever was connected to that middle point, whatever was connected to Torah is what's left. And that's the Jewish people. Let's rejoice in what's left. This small seuda, seuda ktana, which is connected to the middle point, which is the smallest point. It takes up no space, but that's the point of eternity and takes us above separation. That's the end of Shemini Atzeret. That's why it's called Simchas HaTorah, the joy of the Torah, the joy of having the power of the essence of Torah, which makes our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu eternal and infinite.